At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time sourcing the finest Highland News barley, fermenting it in the waters of Tarlogie Springs, and having it distilled by the legendary men of Tain and finished in oak cask to create the delicately complex Glenmorangie Grand Vintage single malt that is my monologue. But sometimes I snap awake in a pond behind an abandoned middle school cafeteria, crush up some old banana peels and Swedish fish in a broken door of the Explorer lunch pail, which I stew in storm drain runoff, then pour into a discorded Nike Air Max to offer you the swamp hooch of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
Meanwhile, news from Florida's poorly written fan fiction, Arizona, where a local Dairy Queen is on the hunt for their missing red spoon statue. The spoon is 15 feet tall, and surveillance cameras caught two people seen grabbing it and taking off on a, quote, small motorbike. Wait a second. Was the motorbike small, or did it seem that way because of the giant spoon? Meanwhile, over the weekend, hundreds of cases of beer spilled on a Montana train derailment. Well, guess we were due. The rule is every 10 train derailments, we got a fun one. The train spilled hundreds of cases of beer into this local river, including a whole bunch of Coors Light. But authorities say the water is fine, and so is the river. Meanwhile, Levi's is going to start using AI models. Levi says they're doing this to increase the number and diversity of models for their products. We came this close to actually hiring and painting diverse models, then we decided to have a MacBook Pro make some. Don't worry, we gave a raise to the white guy who thought of it. Meanwhile, in romantic news, at last night's opening Dodgers game, a fan decided to propose to his girlfriend by running out onto the field. There he is. It's all very romantic. The crowd is cheering, and oh! And yes, sirree, Bob. Bachelor party in the ICU. Don't worry, they found the ring, but they're still looking for his teeth. Meanwhile, in Good Samaritan news, after an Uber driver picked up his customer at a dialysis center and heard their story, the driver donated his kidney to the passenger. Wow. Somebody really wanted five stars. Meanwhile, in Michigan, a baby was born in the parking lot of a Costco. Just one? You're at Costco. Get triplets. Otherwise, it's not a deal. Now, everyone is fine. Evidently, what happened was the couple was on their way to the hospital when they realized they would not make it in time, so they pulled over in the parking lot of the Costco and contacted EMS. That is crazy. They found parking at Costco on a Saturday? Evidently, word is mom and baby are doing well and were taken to the hospital to recover, but only after a Costco associate checked their receipt. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.